From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told Media Tuesday that the Trump administration is taking a number of steps to prevent Russian meddling. This after Admiral Mike Rogers, who heads two intelligence agencies, told lawmakers he'd never been given any specific direction to take additional steps outside his authority when it came to election and other interference. Sanders would not discuss with media the authority Rogers was referencing, but
the president is looking at all of the different causes and all of the different ways that we can prevent it. And as we find different ways that we can do that, we're implementing them. Like you see with the money that was allocated by the from the State Department, as you see with the conversations that the secretary from DHS is having, we're going to continue looking at different ways to combat it. And I would imagine that that will be certainly a big part of it. But I can't speak to anything further on it right now.
As a U.S. House committee continues its probe into Russian meddling, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was the latest to be called to testify. She's one of the president's longest-running aides. The House Intelligence Committee has held closed-door meetings in recent weeks, and they sparred with former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Mr. Trump won the election. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner has had his security clearance downgraded. This is in a move that will now limit his access to most sensitive information. Unnamed White House officials said that the downgrade actually means that Kushner no longer will have access to the presidential daily briefing. That is something the most valued U.S. intelligence agencies report. It's also been reported that if Mr. Trump wanted to do so, he could give Kushner indefinite clearance. This is VOA News. Syrian government warplanes struck the eastern Ghouta region on Tuesday in Damascus, accused rebels of shelling a safe route out, despite a Russian call for a five-hour truce in the region. Sarah Charlton reports.
People in several towns described a brief pause in fighting on Tuesday, but said aerial bombardment quickly resumed. The government accuses rebels of shelling the safe route so people cannot leave. The UN says the ongoing fighting makes it impossible to bring in aid or rescue the wounded. The Security Council has already passed a resolution demanding a 30-day truce, but it's fallen on deaf ears. Russia's plan for a daily halt to the fighting also has its critics. The spokesman for one of the main rebel groups accused Russia of presenting people with an impossible choice: forced displacement or being killed in bombardment or siege.
The White House says due to recent setbacks to democracy, it is cutting ties and reducing aid to Cambodia. This follows a Human Rights Watch report in January that Cambodian government's broad political crackdown last year effectively extinguished the country's emerging democracy. The report said government authorities also abused the judicial system to prosecute political opponents and human rights activists and forced the closure of several independent media outlets, including radio stations that broadcast programming from Voice of America and Radio Free Asia. During a U.S. House Armed Services hearing on Iraq, Army General Joseph Otell, commander of the U.S. Central Command, discussed the accomplishments and ongoing challenges there. He noted that it's been 11 months since he last appeared before the group of lawmakers.
Certainly, as we've seen with Ambassador Haley and her demonstration most recently with some of the items recovered from Saudi Arabia, these weapons pose the threat of widening the conflict out of Yemen and, frankly, put our forces, our embassy in Riyadh, our forces in the United Arab Emirates at risk, as well as our partners.
He referenced the acquisition of ballistic missiles by insurgents. As students who survived a deadly mass shooting prepare for a return to school Wednesday, federal and state lawmakers continue to debate how to prevent young people from losing their lives in the nation's schools. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters Tuesday that a gap in the nation's background check system for gun buyers must be filled and called for the implementation of sweeping mental health reform. However, many House Democratic members want to reinstate a weapons ban that expired more than a decade ago that would impose restrictions and bans on the type of weapon used in the killing earlier this month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.